Only the heart knows God. Only the heart knows God. We all like to think that God is known by information that we have. God is known by the facts that we have. But only God is known in the heart. The reasoning man makes no sense of divinity. The reasoning man makes no sense of divinity because the reasoning man has no idea what's going on in the world. He tries to do scientific terms for it. He tries to make things the way he feels they should be made. And they just aren't made that way. Never will be made that way. Never could be made that way. They just aren't made that way. Only the heart knows God. And we oftentimes think of God as the God of the Catholics, the God of the Christians, the God of the Hindus, the God of the Muslims, the God of all the various cultures of the world where God is capitalized as G-O-D. And it's kind of strange that that's the case. Because really, if you say the wind, you speak of the wind as a generic term. It's so fantastic, it's over all, it's everywhere. And you speak of the sun, you speak of course, the sun is a capitalized word, and earth is a capitalized word, because the earth refers to a specific place, a specific world, and the sun refers to a specific sun, a specific star that handles the warmth and the glow for the light for the various planets and for our planet. But when we say only the heart knows God, we're saying that only the heart has the idea of what's going on within its own being. Only the heart has the awareness of what's going on in its own awareness, in its own beingness. And it's the only thing that we can ever know. I like the statement that was made in the recent Discovery magazine. It said a fellow was referring to who is famous. Is God famous? Is God universal? Is God the allness? And the man was saying, how do we know when someone really is famous? And he's quoted as saying, I'll know I really am famous when they stop capitalizing my last name. I know that I'm really famous when they stop capitalizing my last name. When we stop capitalizing the name of God, then we are recognizing it's a universal God. The man was becoming famous when he realized his last name was not being capitalized. And then alone, was it truly something magnificent and something outstanding. Where are you in this format? Where are you in this awareness of how you think of God, how you think of divinity, how you think of where all things are? What kind of a God do you have? Do you have a God that has a God of ethics, a God of morals, a God of conditions that a society puts upon itself? If you do, you have a very limiting God. If you have a God that thinks all the world is a limited thing, all the world must work within certain parameters, then you have a very limiting God. Do you have a limiting God? Do you have a God that is capitalized? Do you have a God that is the God of a certain faith? If you do, you run into a lot of problems. You run into a lot of problems because you're always thinking of what is right and what is good. In truth, God is the highest and the best in all of us. God is the highest and the best in all of us. God is the highest and the best in all of us. It's not uniquely good. It's not uniquely fine. It's not something that is particularly good for one or particularly good for another. It is universally fine. It is universally divine. It is universally magnificent. When we speak of God, we're speaking of divinity. We're speaking of a deity, perhaps, but a divinity. And if we capitalize the word, then we're speaking of a particularized divinity. A divinity which is bound by the morals and the ethics of a particular church, a particular religion. And when we think of God, only the heart can know God, because only the heart can understand God in the magnificence that it is. Only the heart can understand God in the reality that it is. And what is the reality of God? What is the reality of God to you? What is the reality of God to me? That we know alone in our inner heart, in our inner being, in our inner self. And only we can have a definition for God. Only we can have an understanding of what God means. Only we can know that. None other can know that, because it is a unique situation. So how do you define God? How do you know God? When you feel good with the world, when you feel good with all of life, when you feel good with happiness, then you begin to define God. You begin to understand what it means to be God. You begin to understand that only the heart knows God. For in your heart, you know this is the right thing to do. In your heart, you know this is the blessed thing to do. It has nothing to do with what is good for others or what is good for the world. It is what is you know within yourself is good. If we can always use that way of looking at things, if we can only always look at the inner self as our guide, as our direction, then we will know that we are walking the perfect road. We know we are walking the highest and the best. We know that everything we do is beautiful. Everything we do is fantastic. Everything we do is glorious. Everything we do is the outstanding thing that we want to do. And you can do that, and I can do that, and we do that, and it's wonderful that we do that, because that's where it's all at. That's how it's all at. That's what it's all at. And it's so fantastic that when we do that, we know that everything we do is lovely. Everything we do is glorious. Everything we do is marvelous. Yes, everything we do is outstanding in every possible way. And when we do that, we feel good inside ourselves. When we do that, we know that we are fantastic. When we do that, we know that all is divine. All is lovely. All is marvelous. All is fantastic. You and I have the opportunity to know the divine within us. We have the opportunity to know who we are and what we are. We have the opportunity to know that. And as we know that, we live that. We think that. We feel good about ourselves. We feel good about what we're doing. We feel good about what we're thinking, what we're saying. We don't expect anything of anybody, but we give, give, give. We give of ourselves, we give of our love, we give of our peace, we give of our wholeness, we give all that we are. And it's a wonderful thing that we give. It's a wonderful thing that we give, and it's a wonderful thing that we know. And this is all that matters. What is your thought about that? Only the heart knows God, and knows the lowercase God, the universal God, the God that touches every heart and soul in the world, the God that belongs to every man, not just some, the God that allows itself to be in each of us because it brought us forth, the God that created the world, the God that created each man, each woman, each child, each object, the God that lives on all dimensions of time and space and other planets and other universes and other galaxies, the God that is over all, and that's the universal God. That's the lowercase God. That's the God that I know, that you know, that we all know, and that we live by every moment of our life. And it's a wonderful, glorious, magnificent thing. Know this for yourself today. Know this as you recognize that if you're going to be fantastic, if you're going to be glorious, if you're going to be good, you're going to be glorious and you're going to be good because you listen with your heart. Only the heart knows God. Only you and I know God. And this is who we are. Know that every moment of my life, I love me with all my heart and soul and being because I love God. And at the same time, I love each one of you with all my heart, every moment of my life, and I hold you in my treatment for wholeness and perfection and awareness because that's how God sees each of us, whole, perfect, and magnificent all the time. So I say of you and to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.